Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pachane Nivishesha Shanyavari Paska Chadishatane. I have to say I feel very thankful and grateful to be here on this most auspicious day of the anniversary of the disappearance of Srila Prabhupada. I'm like the baby sister, and these are my elder brothers and sisters, and I'm very thankful for them because without their mercy I would not be here. I didn't have the great fortune of spending time with my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. But I did have the fortune of meeting him the last time he visited New Vrindavan before his departure. And by the time I was introduced to Krishna consciousness, my God brothers and God sisters had already pioneered so many projects. And they had set the standard of what it was to serve Srila Prabhupada. Because I didn't know. And it is because of their example that I've been able to persevere and remain determined in order to try somehow or other to serve them in their service to Srila Prabhupada. It is because of their mercy and compassion upon me that I am able to know who my spiritual master is. And I want to thank them individually and collectively, those who are still present and those who have already gone to be again with Srila Prabhupada. On this day, 30 years ago, I was living in Cleveland, Ohio. And by the mercy of my God brothers and God sisters, I was allowed to take care of cleansing the temple. And on that morning, we would all take breakfast prasadam together. We were all having breakfast prasadam. And the doorbell rang. And because I was the caretaker of the temple, I ran downstairs to answer the door. And at the door was the mailman, and he had a big package. It was a really big box. And so I called upstairs for some of the Prabhus to come down and help carry the box upstairs because I couldn't lift it. Not that it was very heavy, but it was very awkward, and I couldn't get my arms around it. So they took the box upstairs, and we placed it in the middle of all the devotees. And no one knew what it was. And so the devotees opened the box and was filled with styrofoam, and they started throwing the styrofoam all over the floor. And when we came to know the contents of the box, we were very much ecstatic because it was a murti of Srila Prabhupada. And before this day, we had never known that there were murtis of Srila Prabhupada made. And so we took the murti of Srila Prabhupada and we took it into the office and placed Srila Prabhupada on the desk of the temple president. And as soon as we placed Srila Prabhupada on the desk, the phone rang and it was New Vrindavan. And they called and said that Srila Prabhupada had just left. So the whole mood of the temple changed because now Srila Prabhupada had come on his disappearance, and we were very ecstatic that he had arrived, but we didn't know that he was also departing. So we took Srila Prabhupada downstairs and we began to dress him, and we prepared the artik tray, and the devotees went to the kitchen to start preparing a feast in observance of his disappearance. But that day was very difficult because Prabhupada had come and we were very happy, very ecstatic, but also we had gotten the news that Prabhupada had left. So as my godbrother was speaking, how does one feel on a day like this when Prabhupada comes and now he's also departs at the same time? But this day is a very special day for me because I didn't see later that Prabhupada had left, but actually he had come. And he had left so much for all of us in the form of each other that we will be able to persevere and carry on in our pursuit of Krishna consciousness and service to each other. Because without each and every one of us, I know for me, I couldn't make it. I wouldn't be able to do anything. I would have no reason for going on if not for all of you. And I want to say to my spiritual master on this day, thank you for giving me a reason to live. Jai Srila Prabhupada.